Oh, Yami, you're the lone senior. What's that like, being just the lone senior out for tennis this year?
It's a little nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie, but I mean, I feel like we have a pretty good team. I'm going to just take them all under my wing and hope for the best.
You're one of the big returners from last year's team. I know you guys kind of fell short of trying to get to state there, but how do you kind of remember that experience and maybe relay that to get to that next level this year?
I feel like my knee has gotten a lot better because that's what held me back last year. But I feel like this year I'm going to work a little bit more on making sure I can practice a little more, get my knee used to the conditioning, and I feel like we'll be able to make it a state this year.
What are you primarily, singles player or doubles?
I've only ever played doubles, but they put me in singles for the regionals last year. I mean, it went okay, almost got to state, but I don't know what I'm going to play this year.
Well, as you kind of take that part of singles or maybe doubles, whatever you may be, it's your last go around, and what are you looking forward to most to this year?
I'm definitely looking forward to some gold medals this year. I want to be with my team, make some good memories, just kind of make some life lessons for them that don't know anything.
What are some things that you're kind of relaying back to some of the younger players, maybe the first-year players out with you being a senior and being the oldest on the team?
I don't know. Some of these kids are actually older than I am, but, I mean, seniority, so it's a little weird having them all look up to me since I don't have anyone else for them to look onto, so I like it personally, having them rely on me more than usual.